Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good morning, raw feeders. I am Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. And you are never going to see, any kibble in our store. Yeah. Why? Because we don't believe in it. It's not just a belief. It's what we've seen over years and years and years. Dogs getting over allergies and digestive issues and just being calmer and happier, less arthritis. I mean, the results are amazing in humans and in pets when you pull out processed foods, right? So you could do that right here, Raw Dog Food and Company. If you need some help, just go to our Learning Center. I've got the step-by-step instructions. I've got what to start out feeding. Don't let it overwhelm you. It's really easy. Meat, bones, organ, fat. Doesn't matter if you're feeding the tripe blends or the blends with veggies. They are all good. They are all fantastic. If you have a question that you want answered here on the Raw Dog Food Truth, just send it via our contact page. And we will talk about it right here on the Raw Dog Food Truth. Today, on this Thursday, we're going to talk about seniors. Do they really need a different diet? I mean, if you look at older dogs, you might be thinking, well, do they really need, at this point in their life, to switch over to a raw dog food diet? Well, as you've heard, I switched my brother's 9-year-old Lab over to the raw dog food diet, and she is doing amazing. I really don't think that he thought it was going to make that big of a difference in his dog, but it has. She's calmer. She's not gulping water. She's not projectile vomiting water. Her body looks amazing. She smells good. She's inside the house now, and she's a working dog, so she's able to focus and be calmer and more direct in her approach as a duck hunting dog. So, really amazing step, but we see it all the time. But what about senior dogs? I mean, is there a special formula for senior dogs? We do have a blend that's called Senior Pro. What is that? It is beef, organs, fat, tripe, and what makes it a Senior Pro is the chicken feet that's in the Senior Pro. That's the bone source. Chicken feet is a natural source of glucosamine and chondroitin. All right. So you can make any blend, a blend for a senior dog. You don't just have to go with the beef tripe blend that we have. Just add chicken feed, add some other things that I want to talk to you about, because we want our pets to lead the healthiest, longest life they can. I was reading an article where it says 50 years ago, dogs were considered geriatric at the age of 12. Now they are considered geriatric at the age of 8. Why? Well, there's lots of reasons why that we have seen and that I've read in many other articles that will back me up. It's called, you know, a diet. The diet is one. They don't get good nutrition. They don't get good exercise. They're over-vaccinated, too many medications. Even overbreeding can be an issue for why our dogs are dying and the life expectancy is falling, right? Ever since we've seen this mass production of kibble food, we've started seeing dogs not live as long. So we have in our customer base, we have big dogs, Rottweilers, big dogs, that not just the small dogs that are living to 18, 20 years old. So if you're wondering if your senior would benefit by a raw food diet, absolutely. I mean, what are you going to, oh, they're old. They don't need good food. They've been doing just fine on this kibble. No, I think if you switched, you would see they perk up. You're going to get many more years out of them. I would bet. But the raw food diet is so good. Why? Because it is bioavailable. It's easy to digest. People call me all this. Which one is easy to digest compared to what? Kibble? Every single one of them. And the body uses less energy on converting the nutrition in the body. That means there's a lot less strain put on the digestive tract and the organs. All right. The other thing is, what causes our dogs to age fast? What causes us to age is free radicals. Free radicals. These are these molecules found all around us that cause oxidative damage to our cells. Now, there's an article on my EMA Learning Center about EMFs, right? So EMS, 5G, all of this kind of stuff, that's going to cause some oxidative damage to our cells. There's a lot of things that we're not going to be able to control. So what we can do is control the diet. What we can do is slow down our aging process and our dog's aging process with antioxidants. Okay, those inhibit free radicals, and they're found in living foods such as fruits and vegetables. Now, organic fruits and vegetables can be expensive, and maybe your dog doesn't like the texture of them added to the food. Could be a lot of different things, but I want to tell you, what can you add from our online store to help these free radicals? I talk about them all the time. Red Rover, Green Rover, phytoplankton, also the turkey tail mushrooms that I have, the double liquid extract, and the chaga mushrooms. Those all are going to help with oxidative stress, but specifically the antioxidants in the Red Rover and the Green Rover. Those are organic berries, organic grasses, and those are really crucial for helping your dogs overcome free radicals. First and foremost, you got to get the processed foods out of the body. You got to make sure that we're giving water that doesn't have fluoride in it. Dr. Jacek and I have outed a lot of these companies, but a lot of big pet food companies try to convince pet parents that there's all of these different specially formulated foods for the age of your pets. And although seniors that don't exercise as much as they used to may have less food needs, right? So Asta, my 13-year-old, she's going to eat less because I'm going to keep the weight off of her. She looks really good. She's got that figure eight, but I'm going to keep the weight off of her because she's very angled in the back and it's harder on her. She goes up and down our stairs. And we want to make sure that we're not overfeeding. I still see lots and lots of fat dogs out there. I was watching Yellowstone and that Aussie dog they have on there called Dog, you know, Dog, his name is Dog. He's fat. I'm like, if he lives out on the res, I bet that dog would not really be that fat. But anyway, the raw food diet, why you guys here? Why is it so important? Why? Other than, you know, you want your dog to live a healthier, longer life. When you feed a species appropriate diet, a diet that is natural to your dog's physiology, it's what they were created to eat. I mean, what is it about the raw diet? What are the things that we see improving when dogs get on a raw diet? Well, here's a couple of things. First of all, obesity drops, okay, because they're not eating donuts every day. So they're not overweight. Arthritis is greatly reduced because they don't have inflammatory foods. We see skin problems resolve. We see digestive, gastrointestinal problems dissolve. And we also see dogs that have kidney disease, liver disease, cancer, and even hormonal issues greatly improve on the raw diet. Dental problems. Oh my gosh. We don't see that many dogs with dental problems that are on the raw diet. That doesn't mean that maybe you don't want to still do a dental. Dr. Jasek is big on doing the full dental, where you actually do put the dogs to sleep. As you've heard, I had a dog that did pass away while they were under anesthetics. But as she said on that one podcast, she said, look, that should never happen if they're really watching the oxygen levels as they're doing these dentals. So somebody screwed up when my dachshund died. Doesn't mean that dentals are bad. But raw is so incredibly important nutritionally for your dogs. You can get off medications many times. I see people just totally getting off the medications that they've been on. Now, I would say you want to make sure you're working with somebody like Dr. Jasek when you're coming off of medications, especially if it's an Apoquil or a Cytopoint. Remember Julianne Lee in our webinar said it's sort of like a branch that you're pushing down, you're suppressing. And when you take that suppression off, that branch is going to fling back. And then we can see all sorts of problems happen in the dog. So if you're going to switch your dog to a raw diet and they are on medications, let's work with a holistic vet who understands how that works. How much to feed your seniors? You guys, it really comes down to, what does their body look like? What are their nutritional needs? Don't be afraid to mess with the amounts. Make sure that when you are feeding a raw diet, that you are feeding quality ingredients. We don't do any 3D, 4D. A lot of people aren't familiar with that word. That is dead, disease, down, and dying. So there are companies that, you know, go out and haul in animals that are dead or that they're crippled or whatever, and then they use those. But we do not do that. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying I don't want to, I can't be certain what's going on with those animals. So we do not, sell those foods. But getting your senior on a raw dog food diet, I think you're going to get amazing results. I've seen it. Your dog's going to feel better. I don't think you can understand how bad a dog feels until you put him on a raw dog food diet. And then you look at him and you're like, oh my gosh, he was either hyper one because he was eating sugar all the time, or he was laying around because his bones were aching, his joints were aching. So you're hitting it from both sides here. I think what you're going to see is absolutely reduced itching, scratching, better teeth, improved digestion, improved beautiful coats, more energy and vitality. It is never, ever too late to start your senior dog on a raw dog food diet. Remember, add those antioxidants in there. It's Red Rover, Green Rover, Turkey Tail Liquid Double Extracts. Okay, that's a beautiful, beautiful blend. You can just add these right to the food. The Red Rover, Green Rover look beautiful. They smell beautiful. You can keep them in your refrigerator. Go to the supplement sections to grab these. If you have any questions, let us know. But we have so much information in our Learning Center. Don't forget to get your dog some chicken feet, some duck feet, the natural glucosamine chondroitin, and get them on a pure raw diet. Watch the amazing results. Watch your dog change right before your eyes. We're here to help your pet because here at Raw Dog Food and Company, your pet's health is our business. And friends, don't let friends feed kibble. Dr. Judy Jasek will be with us tomorrow, everybody. See you then. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.